Personal training. 30 years ago, it didn't exist. People said, nobody's going to have a personal trainer. That's for Americans and elite athletes and celebrities. However, now in the Western world, it seems normal to have a personal trainer. You may have a personal trainer. You may want to have a personal trainer. You may be a personal trainer. So what makes a top-level personal trainer versus an average personal trainer versus a dodgy one? And we've all looked at personal trainers and thought, how do they have clients? Because they don't look like they know what they're doing, or they don't have an education, or they're not qualified, or they don't have insurance, or they just don't seem to be professional. How do they have clients? And the only person that needs to answer that question is you. If you have a personal trainer and you're really happy with what they're doing and you're getting more value for money than what you're investing, and that seems to be the great answer for do you love your personal trainer, is that you walk away having invested your $50, $100, $200, $300, $500, whatever it is, and you walk away saying, I feel like I got twice as much or three times as much value as what I actually invested. And that's a really personal thing. That's why it's called personal training. People have different requirements from their personal trainer. So if you are paying a trainer and you feel like it's an investment, so you get a return on your investment, then congratulations, you've got a great personal trainer. And if you are that person's personal trainer, congratulations, you're doing a great job. The next question to ask if you want to be a personal trainer or you already are a personal trainer is how many clients do you want to have? Because that would give you a really great indication of whether or not you're a great trainer. So if you want to have 4 clients or 14 clients or 40 clients or a personal training business that has 400 clients every week, and please know that there are plenty of those now, then the answer is whatever we are doing, we need to provide the service for the number of clients that we want. So if you want to have 4 clients, and you've got 4 clients and they're happy to train with you and happy to invest money with you and they feel like they're getting a return on their investment, congratulations, you're obviously doing great. If you want to have 40 clients and you've only got 4, then there might be some things to look at. If you are in a personal training business that needs to have 200, 300, 400 clients to break even, and you only have 100 clients or 150 clients, then there's obviously something that you need to do, because are there personal training businesses, are there personal trainers that have large numbers of clients? And of course, again, the answer is yes. The top trainers in the world, the top personal trainers, they look at a normal working hour or working hours or working job as 40 hours a week. If you're doing half-hour personal training sessions, that means you've got 80 personal training sessions a week. Obviously, if you're doing one-hour sessions, you'd have 40 personal training sessions a week. However, there are trainers who do more than that. They're so passionate about being a personal trainer, about helping people to be healthy, fit, and strong, they don't consider it to be work. So they've got 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 sessions a week, and some of the top trainers in the world are doing up to 120 sessions a week. They're doing 30-minute sessions or 20-minute sessions, which means they're really only working 40, 50, 60 hours, but they love it, so it doesn't feel like work. So is it possible to have a high-paying, successful, stable career as a fitness professional training people? And of course, the answer is yes. Those are the trainers that are earning more than doctors, more than lawyers, more than accountants, and they're picking their own hours, choosing who they want to train. They are their own boss, and they're loving it. So is it possible? Of course. From a personal training business perspective, there are now personal training studios that are turning over anywhere between $1 million to $3 million a year. And they're doing that in either low or high socioeconomic areas. It doesn't matter. People say, well, you can't be successful in personal training because it's only for rich people. Well, that's not true, because personal training is an allocation of money. And there are plenty of people who want to allocate their money into their health, their fitness, and being strong and feeling good about themselves rather than allocating it into drugs or alcohol or cigarettes. So we know that personal training works. The top, and when I say top personal trainers in the world, the ones that have the most clients, who love what they do, they don't feel like it's a job, and they are successful financially, so they are financially free, those are the folks that, if you have a look at what they're doing, it's obviously a little bit different than the dodgy personal trainers. And I use that word not lightly. When you have a look at personal trainers who don't have a qualification, they don't have an education, they're just regurgitating somebody else's point of view, they arrive late, they dress poorly or unprofessionally, they don't have good business practice, so they put the person's or the client's money in their sock. They don't clean the facility that they're in. They don't have the registration that top level fitness professionals would have to support their profession. And they're doing unsafe exercises or prescribing unsafe and even dangerous eating plans and exercise plans. And one would suggest that that is a sign of somebody who's dodgy. However, also be aware that some of those dodgy trainers have clients. People train with them and they pay money to train with an unqualified, unregistered, unknowledgeable person who doesn't even understand anatomy, physiology, how the muscles and bones work, how the macronutrients work inside the body, and they don't know whether an exercise is dangerous or not. But they're still training people and they still have clients. And that comes down to the word again, personal. Some people will choose a personal trainer simply because that person cares about them. They're genuinely interested in them. They know what their goals are and they are supportive of or are the team coach for that person to make sure they achieve their goals. Now, if they're uneducated and they don't have in-depth knowledge of anatomy and physiology, they might be taking their client through the very long route to achieving their goal and the dangerous route and the unsafe route, and it might not be the best way to train, but they are genuinely interested in the person, which is why if you're standing back saying, well, why does somebody train with that person or why would somebody pay money to work out with that personal trainer, it might simply be that that personal trainer genuinely cares. However, here's where it becomes really interesting. If that trainer who genuinely cares but isn't professional in every other area of their business practice, along comes a trainer who is. They're genuine. They care about their clients. They're highly educated. They've got superb communication skills. They've got top-level professional traits. So they arrive on time. They dress professionally. They've got in-depth anatomy and physiology knowledge. They understand how the macronutrients work inside the body. They understand the quickest, safest, best way for somebody to train. Then beware if you're one of those dodgy trainers, because it's likely that your clients won't want to train with you anymore. It doesn't matter how much you care. If you don't know how to get somebody into the results that they need as quickly and safely as possible, and somebody comes along who does care and does have in-depth knowledge, then it's likely that you may lose your client. And interestingly, your client might say this to you, I haven't got time to train with you anymore, I haven't got enough money to train with you anymore, I'm moving so I can't train with you anymore. But then you see that they've moved to another trainer. And that's a great revelation that you may not have the skills, the knowledge, the technical expertise or the genuine caring that you need as a top-level fitness professional, as a top-level personal trainer. So it's an interesting way to look at something that people are obviously prepared to invest a lot of money in. People are prepared to invest as much in their personal trainer as they are in an accountant per hour, as a doctor, as a lawyer. There are personal trainers who are charging $400 and $500 for a personal training session. So be aware that personal training is part of the society that we live in now. People want somebody to hold them accountable and help them achieve their health and fitness goals. The beautiful thing is now you get to choose. You get to choose what kind of trainer you're going to train with. So who are you going to invest your money in? Will you invest your money in somebody who genuinely cares about you, who knows what your goals are, wants to help you achieve those goals? They're there for you when you are achieving those goals, and they help you then to reset for your future goals, and they're always there for you to make sure that you achieve what you need to achieve from your health and fitness aspirations. If you're choosing to be a personal trainer, if you're choosing to be a fitness professional, you now get to choose the kind of person you're going to be. Because remember, it's personal training. You get to choose whether you're highly educated or you just get enough education to get a bit of paper. You get to choose whether you're going to have an in-depth knowledge of anatomy and physiology and exercise programming and nutrition and how the macronutrients work and how you can really help your client get the safest, best results possible from their exercise program, or you choose that I'm just going to do enough to get that certificate. You're the person that gets to choose that. Now, what you won't get to choose, however, is who trains with you, because that's up to the client. And if they feel that you don't have the knowledge that you should have, you don't have the professional traits that you should have, you don't have the genuine caring that you should have, then people may not choose to train with you. And again, it goes back to that easy observation. If you want to have four clients and you've got four clients and those clients are staying with you, then you're doing really well. If you want to have 40 clients or 80 clients or 100 clients or a studio that's really successful and you've only got 4 clients, then there may be some observations that need to be made. What do I need to do to become more professional, more caring, have better business practices, better knowledge? What do I need to do to make my business successful? Because otherwise you will end up, if you're really passionate about being a fitness professional and you really want to do this as a career path, is it possible? Of course. But if you're dodgy, if you're average, if people don't want to train with you because of any of the reasons that they choose not to, then you may end up back in that lousy, stinking, rotten job that you don't like and be all bitter and twisted because you can't be a personal trainer. There's too many personal trainers. You can't have a successful personal training studio because there's too many people and there's too many gyms, which is just not true. If we ask the question, who needs to have a personal trainer, who needs to have somebody to look after them when they're exercising, the number is enormous. We don't have enough top-level fitness professionals to look after all of those people. If you go one step further and ask the question, how many people need help with their health and fitness? How many people have got coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, obesity, the killer diseases that can all be helped by a top-level fitness professional who really understands what exercise and healthy eating can do for all of those challenges? Then we really have an enormous market and literally a growing market. So is there an opportunity for you to be a fitness professional? Of course. But remember that those people that have those killer diseases, the people that need to lose weight, the people that really want help for their health and exercise program, they really want to have the personal training that suits them. So ultimately, the question comes down to, have you asked your clients, have you asked your target market, what do they want? And if they feel like they're getting twice as much value from an exercise session than what you're charging them, then of course you'll be successful as a personal trainer. And if you are investing money in a personal trainer and you feel like you're getting twice as much value from the money that you're investing, then obviously you have a top-level fitness professional.